بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. As you might have already been following these series of programs, in these series of programs we are discussing different issues based on our, in fact, information that we receive from the Holy Book of Allah, the amount of information that we catch from the exegesis and commentaries of the Holy Quran with the help of experts in Islamic studies. The topic that we started discussing from some 5 or 6 sessions before was concerning the life after death and the information that we can catch from the Holy Quran in this regard. We started with the last moments of one's life and the process of death and the process of transfer of one to the other world, that is the barzakh, or the world of intermediary world that we believe in. We even moved from barzakh, the purgatory world, to the next world, that is the qiyamah, or the hereafter. This various discussion of us today is concerning the qiyamah. There is a very current, let's say, understanding of this notion of Araf, that it is famous that the companions of Araf are those who have done good deeds and bad deeds equally. I wanted to see if also this assumption true or not, or has this assumption caught from the Quranic teachings or not. Please tell us whatever is needed in this regard.
As you said, the common understanding among maybe Muslims or those who are familiar with Quran is that Ashabul Araf somehow are people who are equated in goodness and badness, equal goodness and badness in their records. Mm-hmm. But when we study these verses speaking about Ashabul Araf, or as you said, the people of revelation, we see that this, in fact, interpretation for this verse is not correct, and it is far from what this verse is telling us about these people. Mm-hmm. In fact, Ashab al-A'raf, these people, their name has been mentioned in Surah al-A'raf in a few verses.
You mean there are certain people that their names are pointed out?
No, the names are not mentioned, but the notion Ashab al-A'raf itself.
I mean the criteria of these people is mentioned?
Yeah, there are, in fact, there are verses about them, and we can find out some characteristics of these people out of these verses.
So their characteristics are portrayed there?
Yeah. For example, in Surah 46, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَابٌ. A'raf is a kind of border between the people of hell and people of paradise. وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ. On top of A'raf, on top of this high place, رِجَالٌ, there are some men. You know, the concept Rijal is very important here.
Mm-hmm. What does it signify?
Totally, when you look at different usages of Rijal in Quran, you see that there is a very positive tinge in it. There is a very positive, in fact, implication in this word. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rijalun la tulhihim tijaratun wa la bay'un an dhikrillah. Speaking about some special people. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while admiring these people, uses the word rijal. Or for example, says rijalun sadaqu ma ahadullah. Again, about great people, about the prophets, rijalan nuhi ilayhim. In many places, when you see the word rijal is used, there is such a great positive meaning in it. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa alal araf rijalun. This rijal itself, there is a kind of dignity in it, as Allama Tabatabai Rahmatullah Alay refers to this point. They ya'rifuna kullan bisimahum. They have this ability and they have this power to know good people and bad people through their eyes and their faces. In fact, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is about to say that this is special to these people, others are not able to distinguish this way. That's why it says, رِجَالٌ يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ. They know good people and bad people through their appearance. وَنَادُوا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ. These people of A'raf call the people of paradise. And they tell them, أَنْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Today, peace will be upon you. Peace is upon you. You are in peace. So you know, you see, these people who are giving this tithing, giving good tidings to people of paradise, that you don't be worried, you are in peace. So it seems that they are in, they are of a high rank and a high position to be able to have such a claim to the people of paradise. Otherwise, if they were people who were of the same and equal goodness and badness, they couldn't have such a claim. Or even if they speak this way, people of paradise may say, care about yourself, do not worry about us.
So if they are the people of that high rank, why aren't they in the paradise and they are in A'raf?
I will tell you.
Okay.
Then at the end of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَمْ يَدْخُلُوهَا. They themselves, they haven't entered paradise. وَهُمْ يَتْمَعُونَ. But they wish to enter. Means they can enter. They are waiting for their own time to enter. But still it's not the time to enter. They can. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا صُرِفَتْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ تِلْقَاءَ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. People of hell, because they are low people, bad people, Ashab al-A'raf, when their eyes look at them, when they happen to look at them, as if the people of hell are so mean people that these Ashab al-A'raf do not like to look at them. But when they happen to look at them, they call them and say, قَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Do not make us among these people. And in fact, you know, Ashab al-A'raf here have this dua to say these are bad people, and alhamdulillah that we are not among these people.
www.yislam.com